Time to check in with Jack Robinson. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. So there's this new business opening up in Midtown Sacramento, and I hear that fans of the TV show Project Runway will probably recognize the owner.
Richard Hallmark, that's Hallmark with a Q, of course. He was a contestant on Project Runway a couple of years ago. I confess I didn't see that episode, but apparently he plays sixth. Now he's opening a boutique on 8th Street and is selling his own clothing line. You know, we spent a lot of time talking about startups in the tech world, so it's kind of refreshing to talk about startups that make something physical. So I'm rooting for Richard to succeed.
This week, the Sacramento company Premier Access Insurance was sold. What makes this such a big deal?
Well, first of all, it's interesting that such a big firm isn't really better known here. It was started by a local dentist who grew it into a dental insurance provider that serves 5,000 employers in the southwestern U.S. and Mexico. You know, we have a lot of those kinds of companies, vision and dental providers here. Sacramento is kind of a hub for that industry. So the news here is that it's been acquired by Guardian Life Insurance in New York, a much bigger firm. The concern we see is that there may be layoffs. There's some overlap between the two firms, and it's unclear that the company will keep its presence here.
Jack, what's going on with Downey Brand? I hear there's more drama happening at Sacramento's largest law firm.
Well, so the legal community has been watching intently to see if the firm can stop the bleeding and start to rebuild. It started late last year when the firm closed its Roseville office. Lawyers, including some pretty prominent partners, have been leaving in batches of two or three steadily for months now. And so over the last 6 months, the firm, which, you know, about a year ago had 120 lawyers, has lost 30. So the latest news this week is that the firm is laying off 17 support staff members as a result of those lawyer departures.
Yeah, I remember another big local law firm, McDonough, Holland & Allen. They collapsed a few years back after many of their lawyers left for other firms. Is this happening to Downey Brand?
You never know, of course, but insiders tell our legal reporter, Kathy Robertson, that they think the firm will bounce back. You know, one factor is that many of these lawyers are not going to a big competitor that is out to get Downey Brand, but rather are leaving to start their own little firms. And, you know, the other thing is that it's still by far the region's biggest firm with offices in San Francisco, Stockton, and Reno, and plenty of business. Also, the firm has a new executive committee that's running things. So assuming they can keep their overhead down, and that, you know, includes the pricey office space on Capitol Mall, they should be able to turn it around.
And in the interest of full disclosure, Downey Brand provides underwriting support to Capital Public Radio. Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.